Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her Mrs. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her Mrs. Hello everyone, this is episode 8 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Saturday, May 19, 2018.
And what day is today?
Pride!
It's Pride in Brussels.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, everyone.
Probably in some other places around the world as well, I would think.
Yeah.
Isn't May and June is like Pride months?
I think most of them are probably a bit later. I think Brussels is quite early in the Pride calendar worldwide. But
yes.
But it is today. I mean, there's stuff has been going on for a week or so, I think.
Since the beginning of the month.
Yes. But today is the actual parade.
We don't participate in stuff too much.
Because we don't get out much. But today is the parade, and I'm wearing my rainbow socks.
You can't just say it. You have to show it.
Well, no. This is not a comfortable position.
Come on, show us what yoga does to a person.
I'm sure people will take my word for it. I'm wearing my rainbow socks. Anyway, this is a podcast. They wouldn't see it anyway. So we're going
good
to
save.
Watch the parade later. And it's actually quite fun. It used to be, I don't know, quite small and a bit sad sometimes. I don't know.
I think it depends on the year.
Yeah. But
because when I was, a baby dyke, it was big because there was still so much to fight for.
Also, you were smaller, so everything looked bigger to you. No swearing.
I do my swearing in French. I'm very fancy that way.
But no, it's... We went 2 years ago, we were in Belgium when it was Pride, and now they've kind of changed where the parade goes and where it ends up, and it ends up in this big open space in the center of town where you have an amazing view over the city, and there's a big party there at the end that starts in the afternoon, which is good for people who don't like to go out very late at night. So they have
DJs
and bars and...
The lesbians can go out.
So it's actually quite fun, and it's not supposed to rain today. I mean, it is a bit cloudy, but it's not they're not giving any rain, so that should be fine as well. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I do. I love Pride because it makes me feel proud. It makes me that makes me think of Heather Small. What have you done today? But sorry, Miranda moment. But I don't know. It makes me feel, It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside when I go to the Pride.
A sense of community, right? Because, there's all kinds of people there, which, brings us to a discussion we had with a friend of ours last weekend when we were talking about going to Pride. And this is a male gay who's actually, he's your age, right?
Yeah.
So he's about the same generation.
Maybe not as proud as we thought.
Yes, because he was, he was criticizing the Pride in the sense that a lot of people criticize it, in that on TV, in the news, when they talk about it, they only show the very extravagant, scantily clad gays who prance around in little shorts and with feathers stuck on their backs and that's the image that Pride has, because that's the image that the media shows, and that they should, the Pride should be about people who are not as extravagant, to show that gays are just normal people and not that crazy. But we had this discussion, and we tell them, you
can't. Many things.
Yeah, I mean, the gay community is made out of so many different people, so many different communities, and you can't exclude people, a certain type of person, from being in the parade on the one day that they can actually walk around the way they want to, the way they feel comfortable, and not feel judged or in danger or whatever. And you cannot excluding people based on how they like to dress or how, you can't do that. That's completely against the principle of gay pride, I think.
Yes, but also it's a media thing.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you should rant against the media for only showing that, and not showing that that is a part of the gay community. Another part is like families with children. It's they have the Rainbow Police Association is in there. All the political parties have representation.
They'll be out and about today.
Yeah, because there's elections. there's, you know, there's trucks from gay bars and clubs as well, and party trucks, and there's you know,
everything.
There's delegations from human rights activists, so there's really everything, and you cannot start excluding people because you're not comfortable with how they walk around.
I don't think he wanted to exclude
people. No. I don't think he did, but some people, I mean, there are some people who say they who really dislike pride parades and the whole pride happening because that is what a lot of media show is.
Well, then
that
they
bit
are
of
the
it.
Narrow-minded one.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is one day where you should be open to seeing everything. And if that is what the media shows, well, you know, it's you rant against the media, write to them to show other things. But
also,
you know,
there are media who
yeah,
represent
I think,
it.
Yeah, nowadays.
Don't read the tabloids.
Anyway, that pride is one thing. What you consider yourself a normal between quotation gay who doesn't
quotation gays
between quotation
I want to be between quotation gays
you know you represent and you show people in your everyday life you know how normal gays can be but don't take away the one day in the year where people who are more extravagant can be more extravagant in all liberty
without being beaten up
without repercussions so I think that I love gay pride as well that's what
I love quotation gays
Okay, let's try and coin that term
anyway happy pride
to everyone.
How was your week?
Well, we had a week of a lot of a busy week as usual, and we did a lot. I mean, you might have heard
the GDPR kicked our ass.
Yes, about you know the general data protection regulation that is coming into effect,
which
soon.
Nobody understands.
But
that's not true,
but it's important to you know if you collect data from people like you know email addresses from newsletter subscribers and that kind of stuff, it's important to make sure that you comply with regulation. So we took some time this week to you know update everything on our mailing lists and on our privacy policy.
We took a bit
and,
more time than we had planned.
Yes, because
let's
it,
put it like that.
It's quite complicated, and also we you know it's not just we have the HarperBliss mailing list, we have the My Lesfic mailing list, yeah. We have the Lady Lit mailing list. All have websites with policies that needed to be updated and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I think
it's done.
Yeah.
I think this morning we did the last bit. So we should be compliant now.
Yes, I hope so.
We are showing very willing to the spirit of the new law.
Anyway, we have never collected email addresses without getting people's consent.
Never.
I mean, the only addresses we have is people who have actually subscribed knowing what they were subscribing for, because we've never hidden that and we've never added people without their consent.
Without
so,
double opt-in.
I think we were pretty compliant already, but you know, you have to, you know, dot the I's on.
If you're ethical, you don't have that much to worry about.
Yeah. But you do need to have the adequate text on your website. You need to be clear about what you're doing with people's addresses and stuff like that. And now we've written out, I think, pretty easily understandable privacy policies and all that kind of stuff. So we should be okay now, I hope. Anyway, apart from that, it's been about getting the Royal Romance ready.
Yes, definitely. It's coming out next week.
Yes.
Harry and Meghan are getting married today.
I know.
Congratulations, Harry and Meghan.
We can follow it. You know, I'm sure we can follow it online while we're watching the Pride Parade. We can watch the royal wedding
at
the same time.
What are you going to follow online? Nowadays, they've taken a step along the road. They are in the carriage with the horse. I mean,
yes, it's so exciting.
I don't know. It doesn't excite me that much. I think our book is much more exciting than the actual royal wedding.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's, you know, without a doubt.
Our lesbian royal romance.
Yes. So that was fun as well. And then...
Was it fun?
Well...
Oh, that last minute... Stuff.
But it is fun because it's
because
a new
the
book.
Launch energy starts.
Yeah, and the book is coming out next week, and I didn't write it, but I'm quite excited about it. I hope you are too.
No, I'm very excited about it. But this is the fourth novel launch I've had in 4 months, and I need a holiday.
Which you know we are taking because next week we're going to spend a few days in Normandy, which is going to be really nice.
I hope so.
Yes, the weather looks quite nice. So we'll be able to take long walks on the beach.
Well, we need to get away for a couple of days.
Yes, so
it's absolutely necessary.
Well, we're going to go eat nice seafood and walk on beaches.
Yes, and our cat can be retrained at her granny's.
Yes, she's staying at my mother's. Hopefully she'll teach us some discipline because she's been very badly behaved
she
recently.
Has. But just want to say, don't worry, lesbians, the cat is not being left alone.
No. She will be, pampered at her granny's. And trust me, she definitely will be pampered, so...
Yes.
So this week, well, I think we mentioned a couple of weeks ago that we were interviewed for another podcast, and it came out this week. It's the Begin Self-Publishing podcast with
Tim
Lewis.
I started
listening to it, but then I had to stop, and I haven't finished it, but I'm almost done. So
but some weeks I can't bear the sound of my own voice.
Yeah, we sound quite muffled, which I think has probably got to do because we were recorded, on Skype and stuff, because we don't sound that muffled on this podcast, and we recorded it with the same mic.
You should sound more muffled.
Maybe.
Because we're lesbians.
Maybe. I will listen to the rest of it, and if you want to hear that, it is the Begin Self-Publishing podcast, it's called, with Harper Bliss and me. So I'm sure you can find it on your podcast.
Harper Bliss and me.
Caroline. Anyway. What else?
Well, television-wise, we did do a binge this week, for sure.
Yes.
Because the BBC started showing The Bridge Season 4. So we watched the first episode, but this is like the show. You cannot just watch the first episode and then wait another week. That is like so... the previous century, right? I mean, who watches television like that? I can do it. So we bought the whole thing, and then we watched the whole thing. And because we rewatched season 3, and at the end of season 3, I mean, the main character, Soga or Suga, depending if you say it in Swedish or in Danish. bro. She's, she goes through so much stuff, but she's not like an immediately likable character, but still you care for her so much.
Yeah, there's one episode in the season where she's at a therapist, and she lists, the therapist asks her, what brought you here? And then she lists everything that has happened to her, and it's really quite depressing because the list keeps going on and on.
The show is we watched the entire season 4, which is the last. No spoilers, don't worry. But, it's a little bit on the bleak side for me. I don't like it too bleak. Like, I cannot watch The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah,
but this is very different.
The Bridge has always been quite bleak, right? It's quite gruesome at moments. The murders they have to solve, pretty out there.
But it's true.
The characters are very compelling. And
yeah, the characters are really good.
And all of them, even the side characters are very well thought out. And
it's definitely the secret of the show. Their characters are just so well done.
Yes. So,
which was like, it's the opposite of the other show we watched where we didn't care about anyone. What's it
Safe.
Called? Yeah. It's like completely the opposite.
Yeah.
So,
if you can watch The Bridge Season 4,
well, they're showing it on the BBC right now.
Yeah, they are, and I'm sure you can. I mean, you can buy it online.
But then you have to wait a week.
For the US people, it's on Hulu, I think. But watch season 1, 2, and 3 before if you haven't yet. It's really good. So, weekly topic. Maybe she'll have a new show soon.
But not Saga.
But not Saga, no.
There will never be anyone like Saga.
No.
She's again on television.
Yeah, she's a great character.
It's like, Bette Porter.
She's
when
nothing.
Is a new Bette Porter coming?
She's nothing like Bette Porter, though.
Let's not give people
expectations.
No, but I mean, as memorable characters go.
Yes. Well, maybe Bette Porter is not as memorable to everyone else as she is to you. There are two lesbians, I'm sure.
Yeah,
okay. That's true. Okay, enough about Bette Porter and Saga. What's our weekly topic?
Well, it is one that might be surprising to many. It is a sweet romance.
Yes, because
as in,
we have mentioned that we are writing a book together,
mm-hmm.
a golf romance.
Mm-hmm.
And as it stands today, it is a sweet romance.
A sweet golf romance.
A sweet golf romance, because, So,
so this is all for the benefit of your mother?
No. Well, I would like my mother to be able to read it, so that's one thing. But
it's all because you want to impress your mother.
No, it's just, I find it very difficult to write hot, I mean, romance in general, I find very difficult because, you know.
Emotions?
Yes.
You only have one emotion per week and then you have to put it in the book. It's just, then there's nothing left for
like us. I just wrote to someone, I think I'm probably better suited to writing IKEA assembly manuals than romance books.
Who did you write that to?
Cheyenne. So the prospect of having to write a hot scene when you're co-writing with, you know, someone who is kind of known for being one of the best writers of hot scenes.
You wrote in
the
thing,
queen of steamy scenes. I mean,
it on a t-shirt.
It's daunting, and you know,
but it's me. I'm your wife.
I know, but I mean, I
think I know what the problem is, though.
It just
occurred to me.
What?
A long time ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, I edited my first erotica anthology and you submitted a story and I rejected it. And I think it must be that.
No, it's, yeah, well, maybe that's part of it. I don't know. I'm not still holding a grudge for that.
But it's not the grudge. It's, you know, it makes you feel incompetent.
Maybe.
Whereas it shouldn't, because this was so many years ago and, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, when you see how difficult it is for me to write just a romantic first kiss scene, I mean, can you imagine a sex scene?
It's normal because it's just the beginning.
Anyway, so.
But anyway, yeah.
So this book is, as it stands now, going to be a sweet romance.
It's hard for me, yeah, because, well, won't say half, but a good chunk of most of my books are sex scenes and I have to fill it with what? What's going to replace it?
A lot of emotion.
Yes, I can do emotion. But also, I mean, in a way, I'm glad that I don't have to write another sex scene.
Because you, when you're writing, sometimes you come, I don't want to write another sex scene, so you should be happy about this.
It's a problem. Sometimes it is a problem for me, which I think is normal. But also, I think my brand, which I think is sounds a bit ridiculous, but that's because I'm Flemish and we don't say things like that. It is very sexy and very emotional. But I also think that, you know, the sexy and the emotional go together. So it's more difficult for me to be emotional in a book where I don't have sex scenes.
Yeah, I can understand that. But so we had a discussion recently about, you know, should we put your name on the book or not?
Because
will
my
that
name,
disappoint the readers or not?
It comes with expectations.
Yes, well, I mean... we haven't decided yet, and this is still an ongoing discussion, whether branding it as a sweet romance but with your name on it is a good idea, or just not having your name on it and just having my name on it. But I'm not sure I feel completely comfortable with that.
Well, why not? Because the way I see it is like a way to sort of introduce you.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But of course, having your name on it gives it some more credibility, I suppose, because, you know, you're already established and...
Yeah, but I mean, credibility, I don't think is that much of an issue.
Also, it gives more marketing opportunities.
Yeah, but
that
it probably will sell more if my name is on it. But how many people who buy it and read it are going to be disappointed? Because it doesn't have those scenes.
Yes, but if we market it as clearly as being a sweet romance, if people just want the steamy scenes, they would just won't buy it.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, as you can see, this is still a very ongoing discussion, and we should probably have more of it not on a podcast or, you know, on the video. But
I think what you really need to consider is, do you want to do more sweet romance writing after this? Because that is also going to influence the decision.
Yes. Well, that is something that I will probably have to decide on once we finished writing the first draft of this book.
Are you enjoying it?
I am, but it's hard work, as I mentioned before. I am not very good at writing emotion. So, but maybe it will... I do feel that it's starting maybe to get a little bit easier. I don't know. Probably it is. It's normal. If you start doing something for the first time, it's difficult. But the more you do it, the easier it gets. But I think we will decide on all this once the book is written and once I've made up my mind whether I want to write another book.
Yeah, if you do, then I think it would be like the perfect introduction. Yeah. Plus, I mean, you would already have much more marketing clout than any other author with a first book.
Maybe.
You would already have like such a huge leg up. And I need to ask myself if I'm willing to, you know, possibly sacrifice a little bit of my brand for this. Because, I mean, I see this. My books that have, like, my last two Pingouin books, they were, like, very hot and very emotional, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do so well because, yeah, and I can really tell by the response of readers when I've had a book that has not been that hot or as hot as they would expect, the response is always a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I feel.
Okay. Well,
but of course, this would be a different book.
Yes,
because it wouldn't be like an only Harper Bliss book.
Yeah, either. That's the thing. It's not a Harper Bliss book. It's a book by both of us. So people would already identify it as something different than a pure Harper Bliss book. So we will have to see. This is an ongoing discussion. We will. I mean, I'm sure people will hear about it soon enough.
Yes.
What we decided on.
Yes.
But we just had a little discussion live, an unplanned discussion live.
This is our live
on our podcast.
This is our live.
So now you.
This was a slice of our life.
Yes, a slice of. I hope you enjoyed it.
And we didn't even shout at each other.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Okay. We're not shouters.
No, we're not shouters. So I think maybe we can leave it at that for today. Otherwise, we're going to be way too long again.
Yes, and late for Pride.
Yes, so we have to go get our glad rags on for Pride.
Yes.
So see you next week.
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses.
You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.